I got one thing to say. This is when the big dogs come out.
Damn right.
Okay?
Damn right.
So if you can't roll with the big dogs, stay on the ball.
One mind, one team, one heart, one player through the hole, one goal from the start. You dominate the art of the black and blue and watch your Super Bowl dreams till they all come true.
Where else would you rather be?
How's that for an introduction? Did you like that? Hey, well, that means it's time to talk NFL football. My name is Stephen Hummer.
And I'm Samuel Smith.
And we're coming to you from the campus of BYU, Idaho, and we're just going to talk NFL football. We just had the draft, some moves being made in free agency, and we're going to talk predictions and schedules for football coming up. So, Sam, Denver made some big moves in the offseason. Tell us about that.
You're right. Let's check out what's going on in our neck of the woods here. Broncos made a big free agent pick with Peyton Manning, former Indianapolis Colt and future Hall of Famer, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Said during his year when he's done. And they signed him to a five-year, $90 million contract for 5 years. So, and that's really good. But they also picked up somebody that was a backup quarterback that can be, he's got a lot of work to do, but he's got to do some things. That's Arizona State quarterback Brock Osweiler. He was the second round, 25th pick in the draft. And before him was Cincinnati defensive tackle Derek Wolfe of the fourth. He was the fourth pick in the second round. Both had great grades. Well, I was looking at ESPN.com, 84 and 87 as well. So not bad in that second round. Just a lot of other things there. In the third round, we picked up a fourth pick draft from San Diego State. So not too far away from where Denver is going to be around. But, you know, he's in the Mount West area. Ronnie Hillman, he's a force to mess with. And especially he wasn't during when he played against Wyoming. So he's a tough guy. So he's going to be a factor for us. We have a lot of great guys. A few from around the Big 12 and the SEC. Two from the SEC came from the fifth and sixth round. Second pick, Tennessee defensive end Malik Jackson. He was in Kentucky. Offensive linebacker Denny Trevathan. So sixth round, 18 pick. And sad, unfortunately for Wyoming fans, not one person was drafted from the Colt Wyoming that went into that was from Wyoming that wanted to be drafted this year, so they might be in as free agents.
We should explain, you're a big Wyoming fan. I see on campus you're always wearing your Wyoming jacket. So
So it was a bummer though to see that Wyoming did not get, or that nobody from the NFL picked up anybody from Wyoming, but who knows, they could be in as free agents. We'll see what happens there later on.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about Tim Tebow. You and I have talked about Tim Tebow, and he, of course, was let go by Denver and is now playing for New York.
Well, I guess it's a good move. Wherever he goes is fine. I would have loved it if he would have stayed. I mean, Peyton Manning is an awesome quarterback. He was for the Colts. He's great. And Tim Tebow would have loved to learn from him if John Elway just would have held on to him, that two would have been the dynamic duo, Batman and Robin. You know, why can't you just keep him? But I guess it is what it is. And, you know, we'll just learn from, Brock can learn from Peyton and get a little better. So it'll work out.
Absolutely. You know, I thought last year when he was drafted, when you draft a quarterback in the first round, arguably one of the most important positions on the football field, when you draft him in the first round, you're building around him, and it doesn't sound like Denver wanted to do that. That's not the direction they wanted to go in. And I'm kind of scratching my head because Tim Tebow's not a bad quarterback. He's actually very good, and he had a good end of the season.
Mm-hmm, he did. I mean, you know, just he. I guess the reason why is something was happening is like the third quarters when we were down. You know, he was always called the comeback kid. I think he was always called in the comeback kid in the fourth quarter. But you got to play a full 60 minutes to be where you need to be. And, I mean, no diss into Tebow, you know, and he's a great quarterback, but we need him in full 60 minutes, and he can't just come in the fourth quarter and be starter. So, you know, it happens for a reason, I guess. So,
yeah. Do you have any more notes?
Nothing else really right now for the Broncos. They just, it was a good draft. I mean, they picked up some good 84, 87 grade on them. Not much here, not much from them, but other than that, though, let's travel over to the East Coast and see how those Bills have been doing. Let's turn it over to Steven right now.
All right. Well, the Buffalo Bills made some big moves in free agency like Denver. Buffalo went after Mario Williams and got Mario Williams for a 6-year deal worth $100 million. Now, just imagine this. We're going to have a defensive line that has Kyle Williams, Mario Williams, Marcell Dareus, and Sean Merriman, just to name a few, and Nick Barnett as well. That sounds like a defensive force to be reckoned with in the NFL.
I wouldn't want to mess with that defense.
Yeah. And the Buffalo Bills actually did a few other things that they've never done before. They actually kept some of their good players and re-signed them. They re-signed Stevie Johnson, Freddie Jackson. Freddie Jackson got a 2-year deal. And Buffalo has always been known as this tiny little market because it's this tiny little market that doesn't want to do anything too big or expensive, and people have never wanted to come to Buffalo because of that. That whole philosophy, that whole mindset, I think, is gone now when you bring in a big name like Mario Williams, because now people are wanting to come to Buffalo. And just another example of that is Vince Young. We brought in Vince Young for a 1-year deal. He's going to back up Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he sounds like he's very happy to be here. He said that he understood his role as a backup. So, you know, if his number's called, hopefully he'll be ready to play for Buffalo, Vince Young. The Buffalo Bills drafted Stephon Gilmore, 10th overall. He's a cornerback. And I wanted to talk Alex Tanny. He made a YouTube video. He's a YouTube sensation. Alex Tanny, if you haven't watched this video, you need to look him up. If you've ever seen the Dude Perfect videos of the guys making the basketball shots, the trick shots, that's pretty much what Alex Tanny's done in this YouTube video. He's got a cannon for an arm, and he's incredibly accurate, and the Buffalo Bills have actually invited him into camp. So it'll be interesting to see if he has a future with the Bills. I'd think maybe on the practice squad. And I wanted to talk Buffalo Bills' schedule. They open against the New York Jets, Jerks, 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 in September. And then they have a Thursday night game against the Miami Dolphins. And my prediction for the Buffalo Bills this year, we're going to go 9-7 playoffs, and I put question marks in my notes. So
playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding?
Maybe we'll make the playoffs. I'd like to think we'd sneak in for a wild card spot there.
I did forget to mention with the Broncos, too. It's with what they have now, I think they're going to do pretty well in the playoffs this year. I don't know if I see them yet going to the Super Bowl, but we'll see right now. And it's still, the schedule, the season has not yet begun. But I think the Broncos have got something going for them. And same for the Bills. Both teams have got some good things going. It's going to be an interesting NFL season.
Yeah, we've had some very great off-season moves made here. Some surprising moves, some big names being brought into both of our teams, and it's going to make for an exciting year.
An awesome NFL draft. I hope we'll just wait for the season here. We covered all that we've seen so far, and for all of us here, we're probably going to leave you with a little bit of some sounds of the NFL. How about, I imagine. So we'll see you for Steven Ummer. I'm Samuel Smith, and thanks for listening to our NFL draft review.
Thanks, guys.